are we throwing money away every time we haul a trash bag out to the curb? There's a first-of-its-kind study happening right now in West Michigan that hopes to answer that very question. Researchers are picking through landfills in Kent, Muskegon, and Ottawa counties. They're searching for recyclables getting tossed in with the trash. Kristen Wieland is with the Kent County Department of Public Works. Hello.
Thank you.
And Dan Schoonmaker is with us. He's director of the West Michigan Sustainable Business Forum. Welcome, Daniel.
Glad to be here.
Kristen, certainly not the most glamorous job, is it, picking through landfills, which might be why a study like this hasn't been done until now. Who is doing the picking?
You know, the Sustainable Business Forum has found some very excited interns to do the picking from our local universities. And there are people that are really interested in this, and they have shown some great enthusiasm to get out there and pick through everybody's stuff.
And what are the nuts and bolts? How's it being done, Daniel?
So to a large degree, we're doing exactly like you said. We're hauling samples and trash and picking through it. What's been happening over the past 2 months of this project, and we just recently wrapped it up, is we have a randomly selected sample of compactor trucks that come through each day, approximately about 10 trucks for each site. That are randomly selected, and then we pull around a 300-pound sample of material from that truck, and then we sort it into a dozen different categories of commodities, such as plastic, glass, metals, as well as other things we have a particular interest in, such as food waste and yard waste and other compostable materials.
So it really is a matter of breaking it down and seeing what could we be recycling and what belongs in the trash. Kristen, I know that you oversee Kent County's Recycling Center. What do you think we're going to find with this study?
You know, I think we're going to find exactly what we think is happening, and is that there is so much material that's being put in the trash that doesn't need to be. We know that our recycling rate is really poor in the state, and we know that in Kent County, we're not doing everything that we can to really make the recyclables end up in the right place. So we know that there's a lot being wasted, a lot of plastic water bottles that have value, a lot of cardboard goes into the landfill that doesn't need to. So I think it's going to show us what we expect, and that's that we have a lot of work to do.
Well, in fact, we know Michigan's at something like a 15% residential recycling rate, and that is way, way below the other Great Lakes state, which average around a 30% recycling rate, and Governor Snyder wants to boost that. Why has recycling been such a tough sell in Michigan, do you think? Any ideas, Dan?
I'd say in general, I don't think this is a controversial line of thinking. It's just more cost-effective to throw it away than it is to recycle it.
In Michigan, our tipping fee, which is the fee that people, the haulers anyways, pay to throw things away at our landfill, is really quite low compared to the rest of the country. So economically speaking, it's oftentimes cheaper for them to haul it to the landfill than it is to have another truck and another staff person and pay for the fuel and all of the things that are associated with that to take it to the recycling facility. So we're trying to change that and show people that there is economic value in recycling these things instead of hauling them to the landfill.
Economic value for who's going to be the recipient of that economic value, Kristen?
You know, the facilities like ours, Kent County owns and operates a recycling center where curbside recyclables are processed and then sold into the marketplace. Right now, we don't sell the value of the commodities is actually quite low. It has been for the last couple of years. But we still generate some revenue off of the sale of those recyclables. So it comes through facility like ours, and then it goes into private industry where they're making new commodities, new materials. So office furniture, all of the companies that we have in our community can benefit from recycled material.
How many tons of recyclables do you get processed at the Kent County Center? I'm just curious.
Yeah, in 2014, we processed about 32,000 tons of residential recyclables.
Where does that fit with what you hope to process?
You know, it all has to do with our processing time and how much we can actually process through the facility. I think in our current processing capacity, we could probably go up to about 40,000 tons a year. But as a community, we have a long ways to go in cleaning up what's actually put in recycling bins, because industry-wide, there's a trend that we're getting more residue, which is just stuff that shouldn't have been put in the recycling bin in the first place. And so that affects our ability to efficiently process that material. So last year, even though we processed 32,000 tons of material, about 14% of that was actually trash that we had to take to the landfill anyways. So things that just shouldn't have been put in there in the first place.
Let's talk about the individual homeowner, and maybe the do it because it's good for the environment argument just doesn't really move the meter enough, and it's just more convenient to, you know, dump the plastic cartons and whatever into the trash. Kristen, how do you appeal to that individual? Because that's the point of purchase, if you will. That's where it all begins, when that decision to make whether to put it in one tub or the other.
It is, yep. And right now the city of Grand Rapids has a really great model that we'd like to encourage other communities and other other areas to look at, and that's a pay-as-you-throw model. So the city of Grand Rapids actually rewards their residents by providing a recycling cart, and that's built into their tax structure. So they're not actually paying a bill for that every month, whereas every month, or in the case of the city of Grand Rapids, they only pay for their trash when the trash gets picked up. So they don't have to put out their trash every week or even every month. They can put it out whenever they have enough that they are ready to put it out. So it actually makes economic sense for people in the city of Grand Rapids to recycle more and put out less trash. So the city of Grand Rapids has a really unique model. It certainly has flaws because it makes it appealing for people to put things in their recycling cart that don't always belong because they're not paying for it. But generally speaking, it's a really cool model.
I think one of the things that we've been looking at, and is somewhat common refrain with the industry, isn't necessarily that the barriers are in getting consumers to want to recycle, because it seems like there's definitely a significant interest within both citizens and companies to recycle. It's providing that infrastructure for them to do it in a cost-effective manner.
And I take it the money that you could make from selling recyclables could help make that a better infrastructure.
It's not the case for every item.
Fair enough. What about restaurants and small businesses?
Well, the waste streams we're looking at will definitely include those users, like restaurants and offices. So the information we're going to have is going to include both residents of those, but exclude folks like heavy industry, so factories and construction waste and so on and so forth. And Kristen might have a little more specific information.
My observation, anyways, in the West Michigan community is that places like restaurants and bars and small offices, they're looking at recycling as an expected activity in their within their four walls. So, for example, there's a significant amount of restaurants in downtown Grand Rapids that see it as an obligation that they have to their community and to their customers to look at their waste that they are generating. And I think businesses like the restaurants have an extra challenge to overcome in that their space, it wasn't always designed to have recycling. You know, everybody considers where they're going to put their trash can in their restaurant or in their company. But recycling is just one more thing that they have to make space for. And we encountered the same thing with apartment complexes. They just weren't designed to have recycling capabilities in them. So it's kind of an infrastructure challenge that we have to overcome and rethink how we manage that type of waste. But I will give absolute credit to especially downtown Grand Rapids that they're really making a considerable effort in those restaurants to include recycling in their everyday operations.
So what do you each hope to see the state of Michigan get out of this study that's being done this summer? It's a first-of-its-kind study. Kristen?
Yeah, I think with the introduction of the bottle bill back in the 70s, we were innovative in our thinking in how to reduce litter. That whole campaign was for litter control, and it worked really, really well. We were innovative, but I think other states have just sort of gone ahead of us as far as recycling goes. So I think that we just need a kind of a fire lit as far as getting recycling back in people, the forefront of people's minds. And I applaud the governor for putting this on his agenda and making this an important topic for him. So I'm hoping that just the discussion alone will encourage more people and just bring to light the importance of recycling in our economy.
And your hopes, Daniel?
That we're going to have the type of data that will enable us to bring this conversation to the next level, and information that's presented in the language of the decision makers in the state, information on what the actual economic value is, specifically in terms of job growth and the wealth and prosperity of our state.
Daniel Schoonmaker is director of the West Michigan Sustainable Business Forum, and Kristen Wieland with the Kent County Department of Public Works, looking at the summer project to try to figure out just what we're throwing away in our trash in terms of recyclables and money being lost. Thanks so much to both of you for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.